to menu. Find one-of-a-kind vendors, taste testings, dress displays, and prizes. This is the one show that will help you plan your big day. The Mankato Bridal Show, Sunday, February 20th at the Mayo Clinic Health System Event Center. For more information, visit MankatoBridalShow.com.
9:15 here at KTOE. He braved the cold weather.
It is chilly out there.
It's kind of raw, isn't it?
Yes.
It's only 3 degrees below zero, and if you're out of the wind, it's okay, but getting out of the wind is not easy. The wind chill is about 25 below right now. It kind of bites a little bit.
Yeah, it definitely felt like it when I came in this morning. So sounds like a couple of days of this, and then maybe we'll warm up. So.
Yeah, we're going to hit 14 below zero nighttime low coming up. And that's a little bit on the raw side as well, but it feels it out there right now. It's Minnesota in February. It's kind of what we should expect.
That's right. 17 years ago today, I was sitting in the hospital room with my wife as our youngest was born today.
My.
So happy birthday, Carter. I think you're listening. You got the day off today. So
excellent. Happy birthday. That's awesome. Let's talk a little bit about Freedom Home Care. For our listeners who've never heard us before, and we always have new listeners joining us all the time, why don't you tell us a little bit about what Freedom Home Care is?
So Freedom Home Care, we're in our eighth year of business, and our goal is to help people age in place with dignity and grace. And what that really means is people that want to live at home, we provide services to help keep them at home. So if they need assistance with things such as personal cares, bathing, grooming, toileting, grocery shopping, getting taken to doctor appointments, cleaning around the house, changing those bed linens, doing some laundry, excuse me, all those different things that can become a little bit tiring as we age. We're there to, provide caregivers that can help with that on a consistent basis.
That runs a wide gamut of things, and there's probably very few people who couldn't use the help with something like that.
That's right. And, a lot of times we kind of come at this from the approach of maybe helping one person. And today I want to talk a little bit about the situations where we consistently help people that might be a husband and wife combination, that are helping each other out, staying at home, but need a little bit more help. And, whether somebody has a little bit of dementia going on, might be a fall risk, all those different things. But we can provide caregivers into a home with both a husband and wife and help keep them, safe in their home where they want to be.
Yeah, that's something I hadn't really thought about and we haven't talked about very often. You can have a couple where one needs a little bit more help than the other, but both of them need a little bit of help, and you guys can provide that service and really make it so both of them will be safe and that the family will understand that they're safe.
Exactly. That peace of mind is a huge thing, and in a lot of those situations, nobody is aging exactly the same, right? So somebody might be the caregiver for the other spouse, and they need their time away as well. And we talk a lot about, the mental side of things, and to be able to, if you're a caregiver and that burnout happens, to be able to get out. There's a lot of situations where we'll have one spouse that is still going to coffee group with some of their friends, whether it's the husband or the wife. And some of those social interactions are still very, very important to be able to help keep somebody's mental health up.
I know that, that there are people who don't want to admit or find it hard to admit that they need a little help. But once they make that first call, I think it gets a whole lot easier for everybody just to say, I think we need a little bit of help. And then they can find out that maybe they need a little bit more than they realized.
Yeah, that's correct. And, Jen in our office in Mankato and Grace over in Owatonna Faribault, they do just an excellent job of being able to, sit down with the potential client or the family members and walk through that process. Not every, situation is exactly the same. We want to be able to help come in and fill the needs where they may be. So we don't have to take over 100% of the care, but we can find out exactly what the clients and the families potentially need to make sure that they have the peace of mind that their loved ones are safe at home.
I think the thing that has impressed me most about you guys over the years is, and we've been with you since the very beginning of time, was that the way you approach the situation, rather than coming in and say, here's what we're going to do for you, it's what can we do for you? And if someone was coming into my home, I would feel so much better if somebody said, what are your needs? How can we help you? And then you say, here's what we can do. But if you come in strong-handed and say, here's what we're going to do for you, I would immediately kind of be taken aback by that.
Yeah, and I feel the same way. So I think it's very important to understand what somebody's needs are before you can tell them exactly what you're going to do for them. So the only way to determine that is to be a good listener, ask the right questions to be able to, find out and dig a little bit deeper. But that's where, you know, our intake specialists have such, they do such a great job, a lot of experience doing it, to be able to find out exactly what we can do when we come in. And then once that takes place, we have our nurse come in and does the assessment, puts together a full plan of care, and they really work with the family and the client to make sure that we're hitting the big things that need the most help.
And then being locally owned, to me, is very, very important. If we have a situation that we want to discuss, I want to be able to know that you guys can make the decision locally and not have to go to New York or wherever to find out if you can help us or not. And you guys make all your decisions locally, and to me, that is very important.
That's right. And, you know, the big thing and the rewarding part about the business is knowing that, you know, you're taking care of your friends and families and neighbors. So it's not a situation where you're completely disconnected from the situation. I mean, there's a number of people that we care for that I know personally and knew personally before we started care with them. And that's the rewarding part also of this business and being locally owned, is being able to have that nice touch with those people.
Your website is a great resource, and whether you're a client of Freedom Home Care or not, you can learn a lot just by going to your website.
Right. You know, it's grown over the years, and the resource section has a number of different programs out there. So if somebody is just looking to learn a little bit more about what does home care look like, what might it look like for our family situation, it's a great opportunity to go in and look at it. And then I'd be remiss if I didn't always throw out the part about caregivers. We have a section on there for potential employment, and we're always looking for great caregivers to join our team. You don't have to be licensed, don't have to have the CNA. We have a great training program that we can put you through.
I think that's important for people to hear again. You do not have to have letters behind your name at the beginning when you start working with Freedom Home Care. If you've got a kind heart and you want to help people, you can probably find something at Freedom Home Care that would work out for both you and for Freedom Home Care.
That's right. You know, and we have a great, I think we have a great office environment. We have a great interaction with our caregivers. So it's a extremely rewarding position to be able to help keep somebody at home and make that difference in somebody's life on a daily basis.
And your website is?
FreedomHomeCareLLC.com. You can apply for employment there. Check out our resources. And if you want to get the conversation started, give us a call, 387-HOME, 387-4663.
So what are the birthday plans for the day?
Well, Carter's big into cooking as well. So he's doing some steak up, I think, some of the picanha that we have.
Oh,
so
nice. Sounds good. All right. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
That is Chris from Freedom Home Care. It's 923 here at KTOE and 3 degrees below zero in Mankato. Your Money Now is coming up just a few moments from now on KTOE.
Dairy Queen has a $7 meal for lunch or dinner. It comes with your choice of a double cheeseburger or three chicken.